You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
We're talking Rays baseball today with Bill Chastain, our Rays reporter, as it's Matt Wehmeyer pinch hitting this week for Tim McMaster. And Bill, it is hard to believe, but 2016 is about to come to a close. 2017 is right around the corner. Difficult season for the Rays in 2016, that's still secret, but they did have some exciting moments, some walk-off wins, and some things that stood out to the fan base. So to you, let's start off with some of the bigger wins for the Rays in 2016. What really stands out to you?
Well, there was, first off, there was when they scored, I believe they were up in Toronto, and they scored 31 runs in three games, and that was in May, I believe it was around the middle of May, and basically that told me that they were going to be a really offensive club this year, although that offense a lot of times didn't translate to consistency. So they would score a lot of runs maybe, but you know, you kind of get the feeling about a team early on when they're losing some close games and then the wins they have are lopsided, and the tone for the season kind of got set that way. So I think that three-game series against the Blue Jays where they scored the 31 runs in three games really kind of was a microcosm of the season.
Yeah, I would agree that this Rays team would show – they'd show flashes, like you alluded to. They have those three games in Toronto. They averaged more than 10 runs a game, and you saw what kind of a lethal offense they could have. But then, like you said, that was offset by the narrow losses, and it kind of went, you know, back and forth all season long for the Rays in 2016. But like you said, when they were on, they were certainly a pleasure to watch. And Bill, as far as individual moments that stand out, whether it was exploits at the plate by Evan Longoria or perhaps some fantastic catches by the Gold Glover Kevin Kiermaier, what stands out to you?
Well, I think I've got two, and both of them are offense. One of them was Tim Beckham. I believe they were out in Oakland. It was in July, and he had a hit streak of eight consecutive at-bats. And, you know, I was thinking, the guy's been through a hard time. A lot of people expect more of him because he was the number one player picked in the draft in 2008. And, you know, that one little stretch there kind of showed what he might be. I know he's getting older, but I still think there's some talent in there, and that little stretch kind of showed what I think he's capable of. In fact, he even played some first base during that run.
And then
the other one, I think, would be a game at Fenway Park, and Luke Maley hit a game-tying home run. And then this was, I think it was around August 31st, and then Evan Longoria came back and hit a solo home run in the eighth, and the Rays took a 4-3 win over the Red Sox at Fenway. And to me, it was just like, it was nice to see the kid, Maley, hit the home run. Particularly since I think his in-laws live up there and are Red Sox fans. And then on top of that, what Longoria did, you know, he just came through all season, and that was just another moment for him.
Yeah, I was going to say with Luke Maley, with the in-laws, being Red Sox fans, was that awkward for him and the wife, or how did that all sort itself out?
I think he's converted a lot of them, at least when they play the Rays.
Yeah, it sounds like he would. I mean, you know, family comes first, obviously, over fandom. So I would hope that's the case for Luke Maley. And like you said, Evan Longoria, was just so consistent all season. Is he a guy that, I don't want to say Rays fans, take for granted, but because he's been so consistently excellent for so many years, say for a 2015 season that was a little beneath his standards, is he a guy that's, for all the uncertainty with the other position players and maybe with the pitching, that's the one guy you look to, is that's our rock, that's our foundation, and there's never any concern with a guy like Evan Longoria, even as he enters his 30s here?
Well, again, his professionalism is just, really high. And I think back about the last game of the season, the Rays, and I can't remember if they were tied or losing at the time, but they're playing at Texas, and I believe it was hot. And the game ended up going into extra innings. It was the last game of the season to finish, I believe. But here they are, and they don't have a lot of wins. But Longoria strikes out and was just humping it to first base, and he beat the throw. And a couple of guys on the bench after the game said, "Man, you saw that?" And it's like, we're going to win this game. If your guy's, your best player is out there hustling like that, you don't have any excuses.
That's a great point. It's easy to see a young, unproven guy do something like that. But for Evan Longoria, he's established. He's a star. What more does he have to prove? And for a guy like that to hustle down to first base on, like what you said, it was a sweltering night in the, you know, deep in the heart of Texas, that really says it all. That sums up Evan Longoria quite nicely. And that also sums up this podcast to wrap up 2016. So, Bill, we thank you for the time, and we will do it again after the new year as we gear up for the 2017 season, which is really not that far away. That is hard to believe. Bill Chastain, our Rays reporter, joining us here today. In the meantime, it's Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, Tampa Bay Rays.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.